in the year of their punishment. So, God is paying attention. Now, look with me, if you would, in the y'all remember the cartoon on Sunday mornings, Rocky and Bullwinkle. They had a session about Mr. Peabody and Cecil, not Bernie and Cecil, but what was the boy's name?
Sherman
and the Wayback Machine. Okay, let's set the Wayback Machine to about 1937, 38, when the Germans, leading, wanting to be the power of the world, set in their mind to destroy all of what they would call the undesirables, if you wish. We can start off with the Jewish nation. They also went to the Polish nation. They also went to anybody who was infirmed, blind, the proper word we would use now, special needs, if you wish. And they wanted to destroy them. They took them to the death camp. So this is going to come up again in here, but just want to bring that out, that Germany had been decided or been convinced by their leader, the Fuhrer, that they were the right thing to do. It would make them a stronger nation. And for several years of their hatred, it did make them a stronger nation, and very, very difficult. If it hadn't been for three or four major interruptions by God and stopping the weather so that Dunkirk could get out of there, and stopping the weather again so that the landing in June the 6th could make it, Germany may have taken over the world. Very possible to have taken over the world. But look at the situation they're in now. They are overrun by the Muslims. Why are they overrun by the Muslims? They invited them in. Their population growth went down so bad in the German area that they were having, you know, two people should have two kids, and the population is staying. Well, theirs is down to about 1.4, 1.3. Therefore, they don't have anybody to be workers. Nobody to be servants, nobody to be builders, nobody to do any kind of construction stuff or serve them. So therefore, they started bringing in the Muslims to do their manual labor. Guess what's happened? They've taken over parts of Germany. They've actually got cities that are totally run by the Muslims, and the Germans are not even allowed to go in there. It's no cross zone. Charles. Say it louder. Say it louder. The Sharia law, which means their law supersedes whatever country they're living in law, and they've kicked the government out. Well, they're paying now for what they've done. And God says, I'll get my revenge. The revenge comes from God. He'll tell us that over and over in the Bible. Well, it happened here too. And God took care of that city because they had intended to stop any worship of him, Jehovah, by giving the power to kill his one speaker, Jeremiah. Go ahead. Is the hand over here too? Oh, y'all are voting on something else. Chuck?
Yeah, when the prophet Samuel, they wanted to get a king, he told them what was going to happen to them, the slavery, and their young and all this stuff, to get a king.
And it happened. Now, that was prior to this, so it's all coming true at this time. Samuel, the one that the both anointed Saul and anointed... it wasn't Samuel. It was... Yeah, I did anoint David. Told him it was going to happen, and it came true. God's got a way to get his way done. We can fight it. We can go to court about it. We can protest about it. We can be all kind of ugly. God's going to win if you believe there is a God who has the power of creation. And since we're his creation, we obviously are going to respond to him whatever he makes happen. Be very sure aware of that. Chapter 12. Any questions on 11? We're going to keep going until we do. Okay. You are always righteous, O Lord. Now, that sounds like either a praise or a setup. What a beautiful dress you've got on today. And you say, what do you want? You know anybody like that? I love your cookies. I guess I have to make you some more. You know, those type of things. Yeah, okay. Well, you're always righteous, Lord. Listen to this lawyer. He's a lawyer working now. When I bring a case before you, yet I would speak with you about your justice. Now, that's a statement. Now, I will speak to you. Somebody says, I want to speak to you. You figure something not good is going to happen. God, you're always righteous. But I want to talk to you about your justice. That's a complaint he's filing against God, who's just saved his life just the chapter before. Well, I guess if you can't tell your friend the truth, who do you tell it to? I would speak to you about just why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Have you never thought that? Do you remember a fellow back in, I guess, the 80s called Billy Joel? Remember the song he said? Always the good die young. You remember that song at all? And sometimes we feel like those who are good and righteous and decent people die away before, quote, their time. And yet the evil and the wicked and the crooked and, I could say politicians, but I won't. I mean, they seem to do what they want to do and get away with it. And you all can name probably in the people that you've known some bad people who seem to prosper a lot. You say, this ain't fair. I didn't say ain't. This is not fair. Well, why do all the faithless live at ease? That's another complaint. The righteous don't live well, and the faithless are having it easy. The wicked prosper. Now, is there anybody in here that's never had that thought? Why do they do so well? Why are they getting away with stuff? Why are they so popular? Why are they living in a bigger house, et cetera, et cetera? Oh, Carol, you're jumping ahead, Carolyn. Carolyn said up front for Miss Indiana, the judgment is coming. And I say, I hope so. I know that's not fair, but that's the way I believe. God will get them. I don't have to. You have planted them, and they have taken root. They grow and bear fruit. Outside of a job I'm working, somebody years ago did not mow the yard properly, and there's an ironweed. You know what ironweed is? It's got the little bad burrs up on it. It's probably 4 foot tall, and it'll have 1,000 seeds on it. It'll have 1,000 more ironweeds next year. They root, and you try to grab an old weed and pull it out of the ground. Now, bahia grass that you paid $1 a plug for, right out of the ground. Tomatoes, right out of the ground. Flowers, right out of the ground. Weeds. Doesn't it seem that way? They've taken root. I'm going to fall off this chair yet. You have planted them, they've taken root, they grow and bear fruit. Well, their fruit will be bad fruit, or there'll be bad seeds or sticker bushes or something like that. One of the prettiest things in an open field, not to mean any indifference to another country, Canadian bull thistles. You all know what a Canadian bull thistle is? They can grow 5 or 6 foot tall. They'll have big purplish looking. You know what I'm talking about? You don't call that Canadian bull thistle? This is a Canadian bull whistle in Kentucky. Thistle. And they've got stickers on those leaves. Cattle won't eat them. The billy goats won't eat them. That's how bad they are. And they just keep growing. And if you don't mow them down before those seeds form, you'll be covered. You'll be covered. That's what's going on here that Mr. Jeremiah is complaining to God about. They're always on their lips, but you are always on their lips, but far from their hearts. Oh, can you not believe that you ever heard a preacher or radio TV preacher or something like that speak such eloquent words and find out Billy Baker, find out Jimmy Swaggart, et cetera, that their lives are not quite what their mouths are? Charles. There you go. They talk the talk. I told you a story in church about 6 or 8 months ago that I'd read in ARM, which is a prison magazine. And there was a young man, and they have ministers in these hard prisons even. There was a young man that heard the message of God enough, and he gave himself to the Lord. And he came to the preacher and said, I'm going to be baptized, but it may be the last time you ever see me. And the preacher said, why? He said, because I belong to a XYZ very, very, very bad gang in here. And to be a Christian, I cannot belong to that gang. I know that for what they represent. And what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to be baptized. I'm giving my life to God. I'm turning my back on the gang. The preacher talked to the leader of the gang, who evidently was a badder dude, or a worser. Can you be worser? He was a badder dude. He said, let me tell you this, preacher. If he keeps what he says he's going to do, if he walks the talk, nobody will touch him. If he's lying about it and just making a scene, you won't see him next week. So he walked the talk. He walked the talk. And he's still alive and well. And he'll be in there the rest of his life, but it'll be a better life because he'll be working with others. So I think that's important for us to remember. Connie.
What do you think about Joel? Can you say
his last name? Dark-haired
guy, young, Osteen.
Isn't he the one that's working with the black rap singer? Shante West or something. Somebody's West. Well, Kanye West. Well, my first answer is, on anybody like that, including Dwight, look for the fruit. That's the first thing you do. See if they're talkers. Number two, how long can they keep it up? If he's just a flash in the pan, Billy Sunday we talked about years ago. He was an alive person. Burt Lancaster played a preacher. You know what I'm talking about? Elmer Gantry. And you saw how he didn't walk the walk. So that's what you got to do. And then the third thing, which should have been the first time, see what he says, see if it's biblical. Because there's a lot of fancy talkers. And you could make a lot of things sound really good and be very wrong. I saw a show last night about a guy who's starting a different type of congregation, different type of church. I don't want to say a different type of religion, but his first statement was, all of the old religions were started by hypocritical liars. They said they believed in this, but they all died. And that was his introduction. But now I'm bringing you somebody who is a truth teller, and he supersedes all these. And he said Jews and Muslims and Christians. But he named a list of people. He said, but I'm bringing you somebody that's really true. That's when the alarm clock needs to go off a little bit. So he's contradicting the Word of God. Now, if you believe in the Word of God that is Spirit inspired, then you got to say, that's wrong. I can't be a part of that. If you don't. We were married, so it would have been 67, 68, 70, somewhere in there. We married in 70 or somewhere in there. And went to a grocery store down in Lexington. And outside the store was a nice little young lady. Would you buy these peanuts? And what am I buying peanuts for? You're going to support this mission work we've started. We've got going to help drug addicts. They listed a whole thing of heart-grabbing stories. I said, who is the leader? You've never heard of him yet, but you will. His name is Dr. Reverend Sunyan Moon. Jill knew what I was going to say, didn't you? We called him the Moonies. And when he was popular, he was having... You walked up and he said, you marry her, she marries you. And he was having weddings of 3,000 or 4,000 people at a time. Where's Sunyan Moon now? We don't know. Flash in the pan. Popular for a while. Confused and convicted and convinced a lot of people and was wrong because he wasn't with the Bible. So does that explain anything, Connie? Thank you very much. I don't know what I said. Check the force, the source, not the force. Check the source. It's good. If anything comes out as a feel-good religion, you know what I'm saying? If it's a feel-good religion, you know, then you got problems right there. If they do something about it, I honestly believe, and it's why I lend support to it, that Franklin Graham is doing a better job than Billy ever did. Billy sounded good. Franklin is going to the mission holes in the world. That fast, sad stuff, the Christmas trees, they give reports about that of how many thousand people are helped, like hundreds of thousands of people are helped. So that's where the foot meets them. And they do have a lesson, a Bible lesson, everywhere they go.
But isn't it a faith-only also?
I don't know about Franklin. Billy was. Now, Billy was baptized, but his father-in-law was a Methodist who believed in faith only, not in baptism. And his wife talked him into doing that. He never preached baptism, though he believed it. I don't know about Franklin, Joe. I really don't. Jill. Uh-huh.
Along with their teaching.
We've never got a pamphlet before. They put in later, you're saying?
Yeah. When they first started that prophecy, they never put any letters in there. I don't know how many years Connie passed, but I would like to see
that. Yeah. Your cousin. It's your cousin. Janice volunteered to find out because her cousin's very, and well, your cousin and your cousin, but other, they're very active in it.
I'd like to see what that is.
The big planning group. Find that out. If you can't find it today, let us know next week. That'd be good, Janet. Thank you very much. Verse 3. Yet you know me, O Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. Is that a little bit scary? That God knows what we're thinking about him? That's the truth teller right there, isn't it? That he sees through manly ideas or fakes. Guy showed me a picture yesterday of a lady that he works with. That is, I will quote, I call her Barbie. She's very attractive. He showed me a picture where she'd been picked up for fighting and beating on a cop. And they took a mug picture. I'd have lost $1,000 in the bet if I had $1,000. I would have said that's not her. But it's amazing what the inside can look like when the outside can be. I mean, you know, over top, according to Irma Bombeck, what's on top of the septic tank usually is the greenest part of the yard. Take it as you wish. Drag them off in their sleep to be butchered. Man, are we carrying a little bit of a, I don't like what's going on, and you get a revenge for me, God? Drag them off in their sleep, like sheep, to be butchered. Set apart for a day of slaughter. How long will the land lie parched? Heat, drought, they had. Well, there's droughts in this world too today. I guess you've noticed that. The grass on every field is withered because those who live in it are wicked. I wish this guy would say what he thinks. And who's he talking to? He's talking to God. So he knows the topic and he knows who he's speaking to. How long will the land by drought lie parched? The grass is wicked? Because those who live in it are wicked. The animals and the birds have perished. Moreover, the people are saying, he will not see what happens to us. They think, get away with it. If God's paying that much attention, he knows what's going on in the world today. Most, if not all, of the histories very violent, evil leaders and the countries they ruled have not lived very long, particularly in the shame or the corruption they lived in. Hitler, one time, you'd have to say, most violent person in the world, but one of the most powerful too. Didn't make it to a ripe old age. Died alone or with his girlfriend, Eva Braun, was that her name?
Eva Braun,
thank you, Bob. And look at the other, until the Hun, all the butchers, their reigns didn't last that long. How many Roman governors in the time of Christ and through the first three or four centuries died an ugly death, usually by their own people? Payoff's pretty rough.
Well, they thought they were leaders.
Yes, they did, and no, they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it's sad that that has to happen. Or maybe it's good that it has to happen. Maybe there's, you know, if you think you can do whatever you want to do and there's no recourse for it, then if you've not been trained morally and righteously, why not do it? You're going to get away with it anyway, you think. And I see some of that happening in here. Verse 5. Now here's when the metal meets the road. The rubber meets the road. Some truck driving thing. You have raced with men on foot. God's talking to Jeremiah now. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? Huh? I guess he's saying if you can't outrun a man, how are you going to outrun a racehorse? When Jesse Owens did it for about, what, was it 40, 50 feet when he started against a Kentucky Thoroughbred racehorse, and after that the racehorse kicked in high gear and took off. Other than that, I haven't heard anybody trying to beat a racehorse too much. I think a lot of racehorses beat people when they bet on them, but that's a different topic. If you stumble in a safe country, how can you manage the thickets by the Jordan River? Did you ever trip over a line on the road? Just walk a yellow line or a white line in a parking lot, fall over in the road. Yeah, it doesn't have to take running through the bushes or running through the creeks to do it. And usually around a creek bed or a riverside, you got your what do you call these things out here? The no-see-ums get into. The bushes you can't cut. Oh, come on. Mangroves. Try running through a mangrove field. Yeah, right. Yeah, not going to happen. So we need to be very careful in what our actual area of work is, where we're going to be. You stumble in safe country. You can't go run by the thickets of Jordan. Your brothers, your own family, even they have betrayed you. What a sad thought that is, that your own family have betrayed you. They have raised a loud cry against you. They're saying, my brother's stupid. Well, let me go on about 600-700 years in the future. Remember the time Jesus was preaching? And Mary and about three of his brothers showed up because they thought he was a raving lunatic and wanted to take him back for his own protection? I don't see any difference between that and what we mentioned right here. Your brothers, your own family, they betrayed you. They raised a... And I go one step further. Frequently, Jesus would call the apostles his brothers. Remember a fellow by the name of Judas who betrayed him as well? Yeah. So it's holding true, even that far in advance. We go on. Do not trust them, though they speak well of you. Smiling Faces was a song probably in the 70s. Remember Smiling Faces? But be careful, you've got to put a knife in your back. They'll brag about you. And you need to be careful. I'm warned about that. I will not forsake my house, abandon my inheritance. I will give you the one I love. Okay, Israel. I will give Israel into the hands of the enemies. Why? Because they're sinners. Because they worship false gods. We talked about that for about 3 weeks in a row. I'm going to let the evil people win. And Judah was captured by the Babylonians, and was captured by the Macedonians, which were the Greeks, and were captured by the Romans, of course, the Syrians, the Assyrians, the Persians. Well, the Persians and Babylonians are the same. So Israel was taken over several times because of their lack of obedience. Their lack of obedience. God predicted it. I think not only God predicted it, I think God caused it, personally. My inheritance has become to me like a lion in the forest. Well, I've never been in the forest where there's any lions. We have woodchucks throwing wood at people. Chucking at wood. I don't know which is worse, that one or the Pinocchio one. Oh, by the way, I think I can watch the Super Bowl now. They're not going to kill Mr. Peanut. It was announced today. So many people complained about that. And they said Mr. Peanut falling off a hill and burning up at the bottom of the hill that he falls off will be just like Kobe Bryant in a helicopter, so they're going to cancel it. So Mr. Peanut lives to fight another day. Feels so much better. And I'm still in favor of Kansas City. She roars at me, therefore I hate her. You see, the line is rough. Has not my inheritance becoming to me like a speckled bird of prey? How's our eagles doing, y'all? Do you see any more of the eagles? We've got the babies out yet? Not yet. The other birds of prey surround and attack. Go and gather all the wild beasts and bring them to devour. Many shepherds will ruin my vineyard. Now, why would a shepherd ruin a vineyard? Two completely different things. What does a shepherd do? Sheep. What does a vineyard do? Grapes. Have you ever seen a cornfield where cattle got into it? Have you ever seen a garden where deer got into it? Yeah. Charles. No, you don't see nothing left if the pig gets into it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's going to devour the garden. The evil things, or the things do what they're made to do. I mean, they're hungry. Deer don't know that that's your corn, sweet corn. deer knows that that's his supper, etc., etc. So, these birds of prey, shepherds ruin my vineyard, they trample down my field, they will turn my pleasant field into a desolate waste field. Deer get plant some new plants around a new house, and deers will come in and just take all the leaves off of it. It's become desolate. It's not worth having. I will, It will be made a wasteland, parched and desolate before me. The whole land will be laid to waste because there is no one who cares. There is no one who cares. Wouldn't it be a sad nation, or won't it be a sad nation, when no one cares? They came after the Jews. I was not a Jew. Didn't mind. And it goes the whole list of things. They came after me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. That's what he wrote. He wrote about Hitler. Didn't care. Over all the barren heights in the desert, destroyers were swarming. And I get that, to me, that picture that I saw last Saturday about those locusts going in Africa. You ever seen bees swarm around here? Where they just cover things. Cover a whole car or something like that. They go to ball fields a lot. I don't know why. Baseball fields. And just cover something large. They swarm. It's scary and dangerous. From one end of the land to the other, no one will be safe. They will sow the wheat, but reap the thorns. Sow the wheat, but reap the thorns. In other words, they ain't going to get what they want. We sit up and watch it. Children's baking show. Here's the children's baking contest. And then there's the British baking contest. And then they got the one I particularly am drawn to is the world's worst cooks. Because that's like the way I would do things. And sometimes they'll put stuff together. I heard Duff tell, what's her name? Valerie. Chocolate and something. What was it together they were putting together last night? Chocolate and cherries don't go together. Well, they were told that people make some little chocolate dipped cherries. But somebody's trying to put cherry jam in a chocolate cake. I didn't know that. I'd have thought that'd been good. Some things don't go together, evidently. What now? Cherry jam and chocolate stuff didn't work. Don't do it. They will reap what they will reap wheat, but they will sow wheat, but reap thorns. They will wear themselves out, but gain nothing. You ever do that? Work all day long and turn around and say, what have I done today? I made a statement when I was very young and not too smart. Now I'm just older, not too smart. That it would be nice to be a woman, to just have the house all day and nothing going on, very, very easy. Tell about it, Beck. Oh, it works.
I don't want nothing to do all day but watch a 2-year-old.
She had pictures of her sitting in the toilet.
So the next day, I let her do everything that I didn't pick up after. And he accused me of purposely
destroying the house. Cheerios
and
tricks were everywhere. She sat down inside the toilet. Yes, I have. I learned from my own experience. But I mean, sometimes you have at it all day long and nothing gets done. Or the things that got done got undone real quick. Yep. They work all day and they wear themselves out and gain nothing. To bear the shame of your harvest because of the Lord's fierce anger. Now we're not going to go into 13, but we'll get up to that because 13 is a whole other story. Again, I love this line. This is what the Lord says. For all my wicked neighbors who seize the inheritance I gave my Israel people, I will uproot them. All the nations around Israel, even back in the olden times, they were surrounded. Oh, keep an eye on what was signed yesterday. Was over a 300-page agreement that we're producing to try to work a peace between Israel and the Palestinians. If they all kept the rules, it would. Do you think they're going to keep the rules after this many thousand years of fighting each other? I don't think so. Haven't yet. But just keep an eye on that one thing. It was at 300 some odd pages, so somebody spent more than a day or two writing it out.
It was an agreement. It was a one-sided agreement.
For which side?
Between Trump and the others.
Well, that's where it started, yeah. But the difference is the Jews are giving away more than they're getting to get peace. I always have. But it's going to be an interesting thing to follow. Of course, with would have been the biggest news in 500 years, except with so much impeachment going on, most of you never even heard about it, did you? No. But it's interesting. I mean, the Golan Heights, they're going to be, we're going to give them $50 billion in the next 10 years to make the Palestinians a homeland. Chuck? Did I say the wrong word? Oh, question for Chuck? They're going to make a rail yard. No, they're going to keep the Golan Heights. They're going to keep the West Bank. But all that area down in there, they're going to give money for building factories and stuff so the Palestinians have more to do than throw firebombs. Or they'll make a better place to make the firebombs. I'm not sure which. Maybe the other way around. But keep an eye on that peace agreement and see if it really does bring peace. I gave the people of Israel, I will uproot them, for all these people. The house of Judah will from among them. But I will, after I uproot them, I will again have compassion and bring them all back to their inheritance and his own country. So he's trying to reunify. God says, I'm going to reunify it. Now, are we talking about something that hadn't happened in 27 years? 2,700 years? Maybe. Or at least if it's been done in the past, it didn't stick. You know, to have an agreement, you either have to have an enforcer, a heavy-handed enforcer, like Saddam Hussein was. Do it my way or die. Or you have to have people who are willing to agree on something. And that's what we've got to find out. Are they willing to agree on this? But it's an interesting thing that, I don't know, he made Israel, he made Jerusalem the center of the government of Israel. Anything could happen. As surely as the Lord lives, if they learn well, if they learn well the ways of my people and swear it by my name, saying, as sure as the Lord lives, even as they once taught my people to swear by Baal, the false gods, then they will be able to establish among my people. But if any nation does not listen, I will completely uproot and destroy it. And most of the nations that fought against Israel from the time they came out of Egypt until Christ came didn't last. Did not last. Sometimes slowly and sometimes surely, but did not last. Any questions? We'll pick up with 13. Read ahead. This is a strange duck right here. On 13. Oh, I thought that thing was going to explode. Thank you all.